So Deity Puja, the 16 parts. These are applicable to all deities. We are focusing right now on the goddess traditions and specifically an example with goddess Lakshmi. She's the goddess of the heart chakra and she is the archetypal deity of abundance, both inner and outer abundance, seated in the heart chakra. So the puja would typically open with a brief inner meditation to invoke her. This is called dhyanam, just to meditate on the form of goddess Lakshmi as she is seated on the lotus with her two front hands and her two back hands. The left front hand is bestowing gold coins. The right front hand is an expression of grace with the upraised palm, or the aspect of surrender pointing to her feet. The two back hands hold lotuses, inviting us to self-realization, the inner abundance. She is seated on a beautiful lotus of pink petals, and she's wearing a red sari to represent the vital force. And she's also depicted wearing a green sari representing Mother Earth and the abundance. Dhyanam, just meditating on her form. Om Shri Mahalakshmi Namaha, Dhyanam Samarpayami. I make the offering of meditating on her. Then simply inviting her, Avahanam, this is the invitation. We pick up some grains of the yellow rice. Om Shri Mahalakshmi Namaha. Avahanam samarpayami. I am offering the invocation to invite you into this puja. Om Shri Mahalakshmi Namaha. Avahanam samarpayami. Now the 16 aspects of the puja begin. Seating her on the earth, a small piece of cloth is offered, where we're visualizing her seating herself in the puja. Asanam, to take a position, to be seated. Om Shri Mahalakshmi Namaha, Asanam Samarpayami. Om Shri Mahalakshmi Namaha, Asanam Samarpayami. Now, with some water and a spoon, washing her feet, then another spoonful of water, washing her hands, then water is the element offered for her to drink, while we ourselves, and after offering it, will be drinking this water with the palm of our right hand cupped to accept one spoon of water, and as we are holding it up to drink it. Om Shri Mahalakshmi Namaha, Achamaniyam Samarpayami. Om Shri Mahalakshmi Namaha, Achamaniyam Samarpayami. Visualize offering it to her to sip it, and then we sip it ourselves. And take our hand with any drops of water left and touch it to the top of our heads. Let that sacred water grace our whole being. Third aspect of the puja, offering the honey, the sweetness of grace. Om Shri Mahalakshmi Namaha, Madhuparkam Samarpayami. Madhu, honey. Madhuparkam Samarpayami. fourth aspect of puja, offering her brand new clothes. So we can again have tiny pieces of fabric, new fabric. And as we offer it at the altar, vastra is clothes. Om Shri Mahalakshme Namaha, vastram samarpayami. Om Shri Mahalakshme Namaha, vastram samarpayami. Now, ornaments for the deity. Visualize the goddess being decorated with jewels on the midline of her forehead, with earrings, with diamond necklace and jewels, other jewels there, rubies and emeralds. Decorate her waistband, a beautiful gold waistband, and bangles, bracelets on her hands, and also anklets, silver anklets on her feet, and toe rings, silver toe rings, just to visualize all of this and hold in our hands one ornament. Ornament is Abhushana. Abhushana. Om Shri Mahalakshme Namaha. Abhushanam samarpayami. Abhushanam samarpayami. Sixth aspect of puja, offering the sacred powders, the yellow turmeric, the red turmeric, the sandalwood powder. Yellow turmeric is haridra, red turmeric is kumkum, sandalwood powder is chandanam. Offering these three powders, or if you don't have all three, definitely to offer some turmeric powder. Om Shri Mahalakshme Namaha, gandham haridra kumkum samarpayami. Gandham is sandalwood powder, haridra is turmeric powder, kumkum is red turmeric powder. Om Shri Mahalakshme Namaha, gandham haridra kumkum samarpayami. Seventh aspect of puja, grains of rice, the yellow grains of rice that have been mixed with a tiny bit of turmeric powder and water, so the yellow coating, akshata. Om Shri Mahalakshme Namaha, akshatan samarpayami. Om Shri Mahalakshme Namaha, akshatan samarpayami. Eighth aspect of puja, flowers. Flowers or flower petals. Pushpa. Om Shri Mahalakshme Namaha, pushpani samarpayami. Om Shri Mahalakshme Namaha, pushpani samarpayami. Ninth aspect of puja, waving incense, honoring the air element, dhupa. Lighted incense, waving it three times. Om Shri Mahalakshme Namaha, dhupam samarpayami. Om Shri Mahalakshme Namaha, dhupam samarpayami. Tenth aspect of puja, the lighted lamp, honoring the fire element, dipa, lamp. Om Shri Mahalakshme Namaha, dipam samarpayami. Om Shri Mahalakshme Namaha, dipam samarpayami. 11th aspect of puja, offering food. Can be fruits, can be dried fruit and nuts, can be cooked food that is very fresh and not has been tasted. So this would be a combination of all of the gross elements coming together, charged by the divine force. So offering food or sweets or fruit in puja is called naivedyam. Naivedyam. Om Shri Mahalakshmi Namaha. Naivedyam samarpayami. Om Shri Mahalakshmi Namaha. Naivedyam samarpayami. At the same time as this food offering, puja also acknowledges the five subtle energetics embedded in food, from the gross to the subtle. Also in tantric yoga, these are called the five pranas, or the five breaths. There is the honoring of the inhaling breath, prana, the honoring of the exhaling breath, apana, the honoring of the diffuse breath, vyana, the honoring of the upward breath, udana, and the honoring of the harmonizing or digestive breath, samana. So with incense, as we circle the incense three times around the food offering, we chant mantras honoring these five subtle breaths, the five pranas. You can repeat after me. Om pranaya swaha. Om pranaya swaha. Om apanaya swaha. Om apanaya swaha. Om vyanaya swaha. Om vyanaya swaha. Om udanaya swaha. Om udanaya swaha. Om samanaya swaha. Om samanaya swaha. Then honoring the ultimate divine principle, Brahman, in all food, in all breath. Om Brahmane Swaha. Om Brahmane Swaha. Now dip a flower petal into the sanctified water and sprinkle it on the food and put the incense back. 12th aspect of puja. This is called tambulam. Tambula is another offering that represents the abundance of the earth. Traditionally, we have pan. Pan is a heart-shaped leaf, with betel leaf, with some betel nut inside it, folded. And in the absence of this, simply hold some grains of rice. Om Shrim Mahalakshmi Namaha. Tambulam Samarpayami. Om Shrim Mahalakshmi Namaha. Tambulam Samarpayami. 13th aspect of puja. Dakshinam. Dakshina is offering abundance through coins or money. We offer this at the feet of the guru. We offer this at the feet of the deity. So keeping some coins ready. And as we offer these coins to the deity. Om Shri Mahalakshmi Namaha. Dakshinam Samarpayami. Om Shri Mahalakshmi Namaha. Dakshinam Samarpayami. 14th part of puja, prayer. So this is the inner space element. Prayer is prarthana. Have a wish, a prayer, any intention that is strong that you wish to see manifested. This is the moment to offer it with folded hands. Om Shri Mahalakshmi Namaha. Prarthana samarpayami. Om Shri Mahalakshmi Namaha. Prarthana samarpayami. 15th part of puja. Lighting a piece of camphor and waving it, making sure you have it either in a metal camphor stand or in a small ceramic saucer or plate. The burning of all residues so that only the clear inner light of the divine within us is now become one with the light of the divine in the deity. Nirajanam is camphor. Om Shri Mahalakshmi Namaha Karpura Nirajanam Samarpayami. Karpura is camphor. Nirajanam is when it is lit and we are waving it. Om Shri Mahalakshmi Namaha Karpura Nirajanam Samarpayami. The 16th aspect of puja. Offering our own self. We do the yoga pose of offering ourselves. We lie down in front of the deity with our head touching the earth. Namaskaram, bringing our hands into the folded prayer pose. Om Shri Mahalakshmi Namaha Namaskaram Samarpayami. Om Shri Mahalakshmi Namaha Namaskaram Samarpayami. Of the 16 aspects of puja, then there would be closing prayers. The simplest closing prayer is the Shanti Mantra. Om Shantihi, Shantihi, Shantihi. And the ringing of the bell. Also offer the this closing prayer that invokes the divine to guide us from untruth to truth, from darkness to light, and from death to immortality. Om asato ma sadgamaya tamaso ma jyotirgamaya mrityor ma amritangamaya. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Sit for a few moments in silent meditation, enjoying the bliss of the offerings of the puja, imbibing into our subtle bodies the essence of all of these offerings, the 16 divine multiplicity of the One that has been honored through the abundance of the offerings, the 5 subtle breaths, honoring the 5 subtle dimensions of our being.